This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something's happening here.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Brad and Rudy, we're going to you here in the final segment of Stuart Rhodes, and then Joe Rogan in studio. Big satire warning, obviously, not Joe. Oh, but I'm so cool, he called me last night and answered the phone. But that's coming up because it's about the globalist next weapon against America. We've got to cover it. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is our guest. Let's go ahead and go to Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, thanks for holding your own ear.
Thanks, Alex, and happy early birthday to you. I love everything you do. You're awesome. Anybody who hates on you, just let it go, including Joe Rogan. I know it, you're a fighter, and I don't blame you for standing up for, against any kind of illegitimate stuff like that, but don't waste your time on it because it's not productive. That's just my feeling.
No, I mean, I tend to agree with you. He's just become like Jack Dorsey wants the global currency to be Bitcoin he controls with this cashless thing he's rolling out. And then they're not telling you that they're violating SEC rules when they're doing it. So it just, like, the more I looked, I was like, gosh, this is way worse than I thought. You see what I'm saying?
I know where you're coming from. I've been listening to you for 15 years at least, and so I know exactly what you're thinking most of the time, and I'm right on board with everything.
Well, yeah, I feel guilty that I kind of halfway knew and ignored it for like a decade, and so now I'm just trying to like catch up. I don't know how to explain it.
No, and hey, your son pointed it out. Once Rex did that, I'm sure that fired you up. I don't blame you.
And it was my son said get behind Trump, like when he first announced.
Hey, your son and your dad are the best, man, and I'm right there with you. When Mueller comes after you and your dad, that is BS, and everybody knows it. He knows your dad's probably.
I gotta say, there's something so powerful that my son and my dad are with me in this, and it's just like three generations. It's like, it's powerful.
God bless you, your dad, your son, and your girls, Alex, because that's where it all comes from, family. If you don't, not if anybody who doesn't have kids doesn't understand, because I'm sure some of them can, but when you have kids and you have a family, you're right, man. It just takes, it's a whole different level of feeling and understanding, and that's how you know. I used to be Democrat. I was raised Catholic, but then I went to the other side because I was, with earthly, worldly, sowed my wild oats. But then I came back around, and after listening to you and coming to my senses in the last 10, 15 years, I'm conservative now and glad I am. And I feel so much better about my life and about where I am. But I feel for people who are turned over to evil, and they, we need to pray for everybody, but especially all the good people out there who need our help, because our end times, it seems like, and I'm not, I don't know.
No, you're right, Brad. Beautiful things you've said. God bless you. Stuart Rhodes, closing comments on what Brad just said. I mean, this is what it's all about. I know you've got a lot of children as well. I mean, they give you incredible strength because then they really invest you.
Well, yeah, this is our duty. It's not about us. We're only here for a short time, but it's about our children and grandchildren. I mean, if you don't defend your family, you don't defend the children of your country, then what good are you? It's the most basic and primal imperative, especially of us men. As warriors, we need to be able to be willing and able to defend our own people and defend our own territory. It's a primal situation.
Why do so many men think it's cool to sell out? They think they're smart doing it, and I just want to strangle them.
Well, they've been conditioned to believe that their own manhood is somehow, caustic and dangerous. In fact, Jordan Peterson's got a pretty good article out about this right now, about how the psychiatric association is attacking manhood. And it's very blatant and clear.
He just came out and said masculinity is evil.
Yeah. The reason why is they can't control you. I think it was one of that kickboxer, Anthony, what's his name, just talked about this as well. It's on our Twitter page. They want to stop masculinity because they fear men as warriors, because they know we can stop them. They know that we will stop them. So they want to neuter us and get rid of manhood.
It's a classic military attack. Take out the military.
Take out the warrior class. Yeah, absolutely right.
God almighty. Ugh. All right. So thank you, Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
You too, man. God bless, brother.
More calls coming up, and I got this little piece coming up. I'll try to have some fun with it as best I can. Straight ahead, stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, and maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, sneaky snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. Now he doesn't have any arms or legs. You cannot see his ears. And while we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing.
Well, that's Tom T. Hall bringing us in with Sneaky Snake. And we're trying to decide whether the Joe Rogan theme song should be Tom T. Hall Sneaky Snake, or can we play Snake Farm? Which is another, we got to play this. And again, the reason I went up to Joe Rogan is, I went and looked at his sponsors. It's like all these Jack Dorsey companies, Twitter, and he doesn't tell people it's that. And it's like George Soros stuff. And then he's on air, like George Soros talking points every day. And then saying, Alex Jones is lying. I'm not giving out any George Soros talking points, but Media Matters says Alex Jones did this. That's literally George Soros. So I realized the way they're pushing him and all this, that CNN has no viewers. Joe has 10 million viewers, average podcast. Bigger podcast, like the one I was on, 45, 50 million people. So he's not the platform that I am, and then he wants to sit there while I'm tied up in the corner, they think. We're still reaching a lot of people. Those that really count, those that are tuned in and really care, he tries to shut me down. So, Joe, this is not satire. Joe did call me last night a couple times. I had the phone off and got the messages in the morning, and I don't really think there's anything for me and Joe to talk about. You know, Joe's like, I apologize to you yesterday if I hurt your feelings or didn't have you on, but you're in a bad place and you're mentally ill. And I don't even have time to watch it all. I guess he's done hours on this, but he's like, yeah, Jones is insane. He claims Jimmy Savile had sex with dead kids in hospitals and ate their brains. Dude, that's London Telegraph. That's BBC. In fact, just type in Jimmy Savile, sex with dead children. There's the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is whitewashing. It was alleged. No, it was confirmed. So, look, dude, and he goes, Jones is a schizophrenic. Really, been around 45 years and started a media operation that nobody could challenge. And, you know, I have no criminal record, and I know how to tie my shoelaces. You know, I'm pretty, I can walk the line. I mean, I used to mountain climb. I could sit there and, like, be 500 feet up with, like, one arm hanging off. Pretty cool dude. You know, I'm not scared. I'm not a schizophrenic on a street corner. Jimmy Savile would take children and lay out plastic all over the floor and then slit their throats ear to ear. And it came out in the news, Joe. And if you're a radio listener, I'm showing ABC News. He committed sex acts on dead bodies while volunteering in hospital. And if you read the police reports, they would eat the pituitary gland. Well, you think, because like Joe goes, God, he's an incredible writer, though. He comes up with amazing stuff better than Stephen King. No, dude, I didn't come up with any of it. I didn't come up with Cortez booing Trump when he said we were going to stop sex slavery. I didn't come up with them saying we keep babies alive and take their organs on TV, man. The governor of Virginia. I got freaked out about it, JoJo. So you sit there and maybe you're out there in your L.A. cocoon with your head up your culo. But, I mean, dude, I don't just say this stuff. They want me off the air to shut down the exposure of what they're into. It's an anti-child devil cult. When I learned that it was in WikiLeaks, the devil worship, the human sacrifice, the pedophilia, the Aleister Crowley stuff, and then the media diverted onto a pizza place, I was like, oh my God, that the pizza place is a diversion, like a mockingbird saying its wings broken, nothing. And they're like, oh, there's no pedophilia in the world. Joe's admits he's fake. We can't have him on air. Joe, I don't want on your stupid show, dude. I produced Loose Change that before they took the view counter down had 187 million views on Google Video. 187 million views, Joe. Back when you were eating donkey testicles on Fear Factor. And I made all these other films, hundreds of millions of views, billions and billions of views everywhere. I don't please have me on. Please, Joe. Joe's like, we may have you on and you're good and sit down and you're good. Oh, let me sit then. Do I get a treat? Dude, you weren't on my radar. When you pulled all this, you went tracking radar, enemy assessed, targeting operations, enemy propaganda vehicle, destroy with extreme prejudice. Like, you just literally just got the program. Like, it's like, destroy. Headquarters, destroy. Enemy. Key enemy. Maximum commitment. Prime target. Attack. Because, you see, it's not just that you're on the higher echelon evil. You're almost there. But you are a good pickings. You're cleared to fire, Joe. What that means is you're dead in my sights, son. So this isn't about men acting tough to men and me scaring you and all those things. You need to know, as a sneaky snake, what I'm going to do. So I joked around earlier and I said Joe Rogan is going to be on the show today. And then, of course, I said it was satire. He'll spin it and say, Alex lied and said I'd be on. I wasn't. It's a lie. But you won't show the clip. Because that's what sneaky snakes do. So if you're a TV viewer, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Rogan is now in studio with us. And let's do a document cam shot closer here, please. He's going to be interviewed. So it's like, hey, George Soros was on 60 Minutes and said he supported the Nazis. No, he didn't. George Soros cut Hitler's head off. I'm a sneaky snake. I mean, this is what it is. Because here's the deal. If you pay Joe enough money, if you're Cash Square and Jack Dorsey, which is all confirmed, it's all of the news now, the insider trading investigation is going on. If you pay him, like you put coins into the snake, then the snake does whatever you want. Oh, thanks, Alex. Oh, yeah. I'm a sneaky snake now. So, again, if you're a TV viewer, this is a not really Joe Rogan. This is a... So that'll be the headline tonight. Like Alex Jones claimed Joe Rogan was on. He really wasn't on. Jones engaged in incredible fake news. So do we have Snake Farm queued up? All right, let's go out to break with Snake Farm. I like the other song, but I think this is actually Joe's official song. And so Joe thought that, you know, he was with the establishment and I didn't see what he was doing, but Joe, I don't really think you realized what was happening. Jiu-Jitsu Master. I don't think the Jiu-Jitsu Master understood what was happening. So when we come back, we're going to get to Sneaky Snake. But the good news is, seriously, new men's attire, 2020 apparel is going to be this. Like, forget the boa. I mean, this is, like, absolutely incredible. When we come back, I'll get serious and take more of your phone calls, and Roger Stone's going to take over. But, I just had to talk about this. I just had to do this because I can't keep track of everything. And my listeners were mad at me about Joe Rogan. Like, aren't you hearing what he's doing? Aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm busy doing stuff. I've only got 20 years. And then I see his responses back. I see the disinfo. Yeah, so, I mean, Joe Rogan's experience is brought to you by Snake Farm Insurance. And if you want your country burned down and pedophiles to have sex with your kids and Jack Dorsey to run a world currency where he bitch about it, he takes it away from you, then you're all about the Snake Farm. Snake Farm. Joe with your child.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Snake Farm, Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm.
It's, you know, people ask, why are you so that never end fights on such a Joe Rogan kick right now? And, you know, again, it's the condescension of Joe. Like, Joe, oh, I'm sorry, Alex. I want to be your friend. You know, maybe you can come on the show to just be nice and stop. Dude, I didn't start attacking you because I wanted to get on your stupid show. You know how many times I've turned down $40 million in Bitcoin and $1 million a month in Bitcoin. And, you know, it's like, what planet are you on? Not for sale, man. You see my ass right here? You see this? I've never broke it or sold it out to anybody. To quote Tony Montana, there's two things I don't break. And that's my word and my balls. And so Joe's this new Silicon Valley darling because they've compromised him. I don't know what. And he misrepresents everything. He's like, we'll go back to your calls. Alex Jones says, I'm in the CIA, and he's a liar. Joe, I didn't say you were in the CIA. I said the entire group around you pushing DMT and ayahuasca, you can look up their names. They're involved in DARPA and major research projects of the CIA on record. We bibliographed all that. So don't change the subject, Joe. And then he gets into his next big lie. And his next big lie. Oh, Alex lied about me. He said that my family got threatened a few years ago, and that's why I sold out. But that never happened. And, you know, in that, there's a kernel of truth. Because Eddie Bravo, at dinner a couple years ago, after I'd already been on Joe's podcast, was like, I'll tell you, I think he got threatened. He hangs out with these professors and these weirdos. So I go in there and I say, you know, I think Joe's family's been threatened. And he goes, oh, my family didn't get threatened. No, no, no. And I'm like, okay, Eddie Bravo didn't say they got threatened. Eddie says it's that he thought you got threatened. And that turns into this whole thing about, I don't have Alex on. Alex isn't the captain of the football team, or Alex isn't the class president. Alex isn't invited to wear the sweater over his shoulders and tie it together, a little ascot, because he's a liar. I'm going to explain this to you again, Joe. I'm not coming after you because you didn't have me on your stupid podcast. Like, I've already been on everything. It's a joke. I'm pissed at you. Because when I started looking into you, when people said, why are you leaving this guy alone? And I was like, everywhere I looked, there's like all, it's like, I go, let me spot check this. Oh, my God, that's the worst. Oh, my God, that's like, I look over here like, oh, that's even worse. I go, well, let me just randomly check over here. Oh, my gosh, it's even worse. It's like, I like zoom in just to spot check what you're up to. And every time I tune in, it's like the Satan channel or something. And I don't mean the Satan chant like hot cheerleaders and shooting guns. Woo, woo, woo. No, that's what the devil would have you believe. That's God's channel. God's channel is like women and kids and life and spaceships and awesome crap and everything. And like, you know, and the devil's like, oh, I did that. I did that. I gave you your wife or your husband. I'm the author of all those good things. That's what's frustrating about this. Is that I don't want to be in L.A. I don't want to be part of the system. And then there's this one person I know is part of it for whatever weird twist of fate over 20 years. And then, you know, I witnessed stuff from Joe that I would never even say on air. That is just outrageous. I mean, no wonder Joe doesn't have a lot of people around him. Because if you get close to Joe, I mean, you actually get in a hotel room with him at 6 a.m. in Las Vegas, you know, it's a little something different. And, you know, me, I'm like, hey, well, you know, here's the deal, son. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to stop and not say all this stuff. You know what? Here's the problem. Here's the reason I held back. If you go buy a Christmas turkey you're going to cook, you got to cook it right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like got to have some presentation to it. There's got to be some presentation to the cooking of the turkey and everything else. And so here it is. You think I want to be part of your system when I want to burn you down. And your bosses have figured that out. Like, Alex Jones is not for sale. Just it's already sold out. I signed on to the big command base, right? Oh, my God. I'm signed on to that. I'm just lucky I made the cut. I mean, I'm brushed up against people like you so much, I can't believe I'm dirty rags. I can't believe God even accepts me. I'm really lucky to be on the team. Let me just tell you that. And I'm counting on it every moment that God says, you attack these people and you take it to them all the way. Maybe I let you be with us. I'm like, yes, sir. Please take full control of me. And God goes, I don't do that. You're going to have to do this. And I'm just like, okay. So you're all trying to take DMT and get in contact with little floating retard demons from the pit of hell. And I just want you to know, Joe, that there's a whole nother dimension and then on from that. And you're just not making the cut, Joe. I mean, do you really think in higher dimensions you see Joe Rogan walking around? You know, maybe he's got platform shoes that go up to the next dimension. Like elevators. I mean, when you're walking around heaven on a big command base and you're like, oh, my God, I wish I had known this. You're like, yeah, get in the field. We're got a huge attack coming in. I mean, imagine when you get to the next level and you're like, oh, my God, I had no idea it was, oh, yeah. Can you imagine, like, looking back on Hollywood, looking back on these losers, and looking back, it's going to be a joke. We're going to say, that almost defeated us? That's what we almost sold out to? Like bugs to a bug zapper flying out to Los Angeles to bzz, 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 bzz. Shall we all present our butt to the devil properly? He might decide to mount us. There you go. You know, Mueller and all these guys take themselves so seriously. There you go. Can't even do it properly. It's like everything's backwards. Just get a little treat. So this is all about defiling their gods. It's all about burning bridges because God wants us. I know there's no God. The first message of the devil worshiper is there is no God because they don't want you to know there's an escape. They don't want you to know there's a bridge. They don't want to know there's this whole beautiful thing right there. Like, oh, it doesn't exist. There's no hope. No, there is nothing but hope. But the devil tells you there's no God and it sneaks up so he can pretend it's God. You have to accept God. You have to say, God, I'm weak, but I love you, and I want free will, and I have free will, and I want you to come in and take control. And I want to then carry out the mission, not to get a bigger house or a jet airplane, but to engage people like this at point-blank range. I'll take a few final calls and Roger Stone takes over.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Deal. I try to go to all your calls and Roger Stone's got some stuff to cover.
Jones Show, because there is
he'll be on the War Room coming up today as well. But I can tell you right now that we got banned off 22 Facebook pages yesterday, and I looked these up. These weren't even our pages, and they said, "Oh, it's recidivism, like it's thought crime." It actually says. People promoting Alex Jones, and in some pages had like a 500,000 followers, 300,000, 200,000, 100,000 followers, millions altogether. And I'm just like, the media's calling up, Melania, your pages got taken down. And I'm like, I went and talked to our people that are in social media. They go, no, two of them, we had fans that ran that we knew. One of them had like a half million, another 200,000. But imagine using the term recidivism. Recidivism. That means like I robbed a bank when I was 20 and I got out of prison when I'm 35 and I go rob a bank again. Or I'm a child molester and I've raped two kids and I go to jail and I get back out. The recidivism policy. Yes. So, and they just do this to get a bunch of headlines. It's like we get less than 1% of our traffic from Facebook. It's dead. And then they're like articles everywhere. Get him off. Get him off. You know, a year ago it was like, oh, because he did something. Now they just go, he isn't allowed to be on the internet. So I've said this about 5,000 times, and I'll say it again for listeners. This isn't regular talk radio. It isn't regular TV. It's not regular stuff. It's toe-to-toe with the globalist, relaunching capitalism, Americana, pro-Christian society. And we're under major attack. And I can tell you right now that we didn't expand the shows last year like I intended. We didn't launch all the new stuff. And here, I'll just tell Roger in front of God and country, I already told Paul this 2 days ago, Paul and Roger Stone are on the chopping block. There's the money's not there. Money's not coming in to pay some of our employees. And, I thought about this a lot. It'll give the enemy a lot of excitement. You know, like, oh, no crap you're getting to us. My God, you already took most of our bank accounts away. We can't advertise online. All we've got is the listeners. People say, well, we don't want to bet on a loser. Well, then you just bet on yourself being a loser. Because InfoWars is a standard in the fight. It's seen as a symbol, a signet, a logo, a archetype that must be brought down. And, you know, a sick side of me has been in the fight 24 years on air. And the sick side of me is just like, the responsibility of, like, I get up earlier in the morning easier than I ever did. When you're a kid, you can't get out of bed. Now it's like, I just get up because there's a mission. I'll be laying in bed like, God, this bed feels incredibly well. I got to fight you. And so all I'm telling listeners is, in me, you've got a AI attack robot made of flesh and blood that is completely committed to fighting the globalist. But I need fuel. And the spectrum of media and systems, if you don't put fuel in the jet tank, I can't drop bombs on George Soros. I mean, I'll be stuck on the tarmac fantasizing about dropping bombs till the day I die. But I want to drop weapons, information weapons, not violent weapons. I want to engage and engage and engage and engage and engage until the cows come home. But I need... We already have great products you need. We already have BrainForce. We already have TurboForce, the new product. 50% off, big special one right now. We already have Ultimate Bone Broth. We already have Super Silver. No one got the private label of this. It's $40 in stores. It's FDA approved. It's the most weaponized silver on the planet. Below the level that the same company sells its prescription. So I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need everybody to go there and just realize that it's a war. It's buying your war bonds. And get the toothpaste, get the coffee, get it all, and just take action. I'm going to let Roger take over here because I'm going to go to some meetings. And I'm sorry that callers we didn't get to, but I tried my best. Call me back tomorrow. It's just that, you'd think the team that's like, let's not kill babies after they're born would be winning. But the media's like, Trump was evil to even say that. So I'm kind of like, I'm not a fatalist. But, you know, if humanity thinks it's normal to have medical doctors that are governors on TV saying we kill babies after they're born, then I'm not going to throw the towel in, but it's kind of like you've made your choice. And again, you can say Texas is Southern. I love Southerners, but there's a certain type of Southerner. In fact, cue it up. We're play it. Who's like a fake Southerner who like gets into it all effeminate and like, oh, just go to sleep while I slit your throat. You keep the baby comfortable. And we don't ask the women. Women won't. It ain't the women. It's for the women. No, they're selling the organs. And these women, like cult members, sit there looking at him. These are sick freaks, man. And we can't beat them? Our president is extreme because he doesn't want to kill babies after they're born. Then, you know, at a certain point, they want to demoralize us. They want to make us give up. It's what they want. But here, let's play that clip of the governor with his mint julep. Here it is.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother with
hey,
the
pause.
Consent.
Back it up. What if the I don't want any violence, but I'm just hypothetically. What if the doctors said, let's tie him up with piano wire and then like slowly use whoppers to cut his toes off? Like, oh, the doctors had a consensus. We're going to hang you up by your toes, Governor, and we're going to slit your throat, but not before we cut your fingers off with pruning loppers. Oh, and be like, oh, my God, this is horrible. This is a human being. Don't do it. But he's going, keep the baby comfortable. And his pants, like he's having a, I mean, this is a demon. I'm sorry. And I don't wish any harm upon him. I'm saying, like, what if the hospital said, hang Governor Northup up and then feed him into a wood chipper? We like, well, the hospital said, so let's not get the government involved. So here's the governor.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable.
There may be. No, they want to keep kids alive with dumb, young, poor mothers to get the organs because they keep them alive a week or so. They can sell them at higher prices. They're like, by the way, and then go back to by the way. Here we go.
A fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Exactly.
We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And so Trump says killing babies after they're born is wrong, and then Cortez and everybody gets upset. So Roger Stone takes over, and I appreciate him holding while I did this today. He'll take over next segment. I just, at a certain point, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, if this effeminate trollop, this chicken neck with a weird little mullet that like goes down his neck and he's all, yeah, and the baby and the side and he's like a big grotesque spider with these dumbass women sitting there. Look at those dumbasses. I mean, it's just like, good God. He's literally like this spider. Like he's actually a pediatric surgeon. He's an organ harvester. That's his job. And he's just like, we're going to get them babies goodlies. Going to get them babies chitlins. Going to get all them little smacky goods. And what's wrong? Keep that baby comfortable. Going to take good care of that baby. When I'm not wearing my KKK outfit. I love my KKK. I'm Governor Northup. Wow, I'm big man now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. You know, I agree with what Alex Jones just said. There's nothing really worse than a Southern white liberal. And what he described was infanticide. That's right, the murder of a born child. Donald Trump called him out last night. But contrast the situation with Governor Northam, who was found red-handed to have a yearbook photo of him either in blackface or in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. First he said, well, he apologized, that was him. Then he said, well, maybe it wasn't him, but he admitted that he'd been in blackface previously. Now compare that to Florida Secretary of State Mike Urtel. Mike Urtel was appointed Secretary of State by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, and when a photo of him surfaced in blackface, he resigned within 24 hours. You see, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats, both of them wrong, but in this case, Northam trying to hold on to power. You saw that group of women clad in white last night during the president's State of the Union address. I haven't seen that many Democrats wearing white since they formed the Ku Klux Klan. No, last night was a Reagan-esque tour de force for President Donald Trump. Now, I personally have attended 6 State of the Union addresses during the 8 years of the Reagan presidency. But I must tell you, I never felt the kind of energy, the kind of dynamism that you could feel in the room last night, and I was watching on TV. I thought Ronald Reagan was the father of our greatest economic comeback until Donald Trump became president. And now America is open for business, and we finally have a president who puts America first. Contrast that with the disrespectful, even bizarre behavior of Nancy Pelosi, shuffling through the papers while the president is speaking in an extraordinary display of disrespect and arrogance. In the meantime, I don't criticize her for not smiling because she has so much Botox, I don't think she can move her face. But the antics of the Democrats on the floor watching Octavia Cortez air slapping no one, slapping 5 with the air, was nothing less than bizarre. The president, I think, hit all the right notes. First, he talked about the major comeback of America's economy. 4.8 million new jobs, 500,000 manufacturing jobs alone. Those are the jobs Barack Obama said were never coming back. 300,000 new jobs in the last quarter, almost twice the estimate. Wage growth at an all-time high, and African American and Hispanic unemployment at the lowest point since they began keeping those statistics. Then, of course, the president called out Robert Mueller and the deep state, because after 2 years and $30 million of your tax money, we still have no evidence of Russian collusion or any other crime that involves Russia and connects the Trump campaign to the Russian state. Let's face it, this is a move to remove our president. But the most troubling thing about yesterday was the stunning news that the War Room, which I co-host with my colleague Owen Schroyer, has been knocked off of Facebook. Folks, this is part of the same insidious, relentless campaign of censorship that is being wielded against InfoWars. Why? Because Alex Jones brings you the truth. Because Roger Stone brings you the truth. Because David Knight and Owen Schroyer and Millie Weaver and so many others on the InfoWar team give it to you straight, unvarnished, unedited, the stone cold truth, if you will. And that's why they want to take us down. What's the answer? Well, we're prepared to fight, but not if you don't have our back. I've got to be honest with you. I'm going through some very difficult days, as people know. But there's a new product, and I think people know I use the InfoWar products. I swear by BrainForce Plus, but TurboForce takes it to a whole new level. This product gives me the vitality and the energy that I need to fight 12 hours a day. It's round the clock for me these days, meeting with lawyers, giving interviews, preparing for my conversations here on InfoWars. So I can tell you firsthand, and I've used them all, this is the very best energy and vitality and focus product that I've ever used. The scientists who work closely with Alex Jones have taken it to a whole new level. And when you stack it with BrainForce Plus, you are turbocharging your focus, your energy, your vitality, your intellect. It's more than just a physical lift. It's a mental lift at the same time. So please recognize that we cannot continue to conduct the war against the deep state. We cannot continue to fight with George Soros and the insidious and corrupt intelligence agencies that are still sadly in the control of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama without your support. And the campaign of censorship that is being run against InfoWars is part of their master plan. It's not a secret to anybody that they want to take me down. They want to send me to prison for the rest of my life. And I want people to understand that the platform of InfoWars is vitally important in terms of my strategy for survival. If I don't have the ability to come to InfoWars and tell you exactly what's going on, tell you why an Obama-appointed judge is now considering slapping a gag on me and why I believe that gag will be challenged in court and could be overturned, because I can't come to InfoWars and tell you the story. No, when I go on any of these other channels, they give me little time and they try to edit what I say. Now, I'm not going to tell you a chapter and verse about the charges against me, other than to say that a vital part of my strategy is being able to speak to you every day on InfoWars. It's the only way that you can get the truth. And as Alex Jones has said many times, part of the fight is for you to take the very best links, the very best stories, the things you find most compelling about what we say and report here at InfoWars, and send it to your email list. Put it up on your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your Instagram page. You've got to spread the word. You see, Alex Jones is like the Paul Revere of this revolution. He's the early warning system that tells you what's coming, and that's why they are so desperate to silence him. So please go to the InfoWars.com store now. There's a lot of choices. You can buy one of our great nutraceutical products like TurboForce or BrainForce Plus, or one my sister really likes, the turmeric formula. I find really good for people who are on their feet long hours. She's a waitress. She swears by it. Or you can buy one of our books or t-shirts, or you can just send a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $500. Yes, some InfoWarriors have even sent $1,000. But whether it is any of our nutraceuticals, any of our books, any of our t-shirts, you can rest assured that you're helping fund the fight for freedom. You're helping fund the fight for the First Amendment. You are helping fund the fight to preserve the U.S. Constitution. As someone who's targeted for extinction, I want to thank the many in the InfoWars community who have helped me, who have prayed for me, who have contributed to my legal defense fund, and who fight every day to make sure the platform of InfoWars is there so you can hear the truth. You don't have to depend on CNN. I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. I don't watch Fox half the time unless Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or even Judge Andrew Napolitano, all good friends of mine, are on. I've tuned out Fox. But if you want to know the truth, if you want to get the full story, the unvarnished story, the stone cold truth, as it were, there's only one place. That's InfoWars. Alex Jones needs you to have his back. We all here, InfoWars, need you to have our back. Go to the InfoWars.com store now and be generous. This is a fight for the future of Western civilization. This is a fight for our heritage and our culture and our freedom. We will never falter. We will never fold. We will never cut and run. We will never head to the high grass. But we need you to have our back. Thank you, and God bless you for joining me here on The Alex Jones Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.